Gordon. Gordon at the goal line is hit. He didn't get in. What a stand by the Broncos. Will Parks. And Denver denies Los Angeles the end zone. Four consecutive times from the one.
It was all downhill from there for the Broncos as they dropped to 500 on the season. Hello and thank you for joining us for Elway Access. Alongside John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. And John, Vance Joseph said he remains confident in Trevor Siemian. Says he's got to play a little bit better, but it's not all his fault. How do you think this offense can improve?
Well, we got to stop beating ourselves. That's step number one. You can't beat anybody else until you stop beating yourself. And so, I mean, that's been our difficulty. We've had crucial penalties at certain times, turnovers at certain times. We make plays, we have turnovers. And so, you know, we're just shooting ourselves in the foot offensively. And then, until we stop doing that and really get down to the little things and start doing everything the right way, you know, we're going to struggle offensively. So, you know, we'll put the nose to the grindstone this week and continue to work on that and see what happens.
At 3-3 here with a tough stretch, a couple games here coming up, do you feel like this is a critical point in the season?
Well, it's all critical. I mean, you know, obviously, even if we're sitting at 5-1, it'd been critical going into Kansas City because it's a division game, and you know we're gonna have to go through Kansas City probably to win it. So, you know, and plus we're not playing well, so it makes it a little tougher. So hopefully we can get it turned around, go in there, and this will be good. You know, if we can get a win coming out of Kansas City, it can get us revved up for the rest of the way.
Seems like most teams hit a rough patch. It's just how you respond to it, right?
And it's a matter of time because you're gonna have your ups and downs through a 16-game schedule. And you know, unfortunately, ours is, we're going through it right now. It's just a matter of the good teams figure out how to get out of it and come back and figure out, to grind out some kind of win, which is what we need to do.
Okay, well, when we come back here on LA Access, we'll talk about Monday's trip to Arrowhead.
That Emmanuel Sanders catch was unreal. Bring it up.
I see the pass is a little ahead of me, so I lay out for the grab. Soft hands, baby.
CenturyLink connects you to your home team and the power of the digital world. CenturyLink, your link to what's next.
The difference between possible and impossible? It's a person who believes they can. Surrounded and supported by others. By us, who believe it too. U.S. Bank, the power of possible. At U.S. Bank, we believe one small change can echo throughout a community. That's why we support, invest, and volunteer in communities like yours.
Can you hear me?
U.S. Bank, the power of possible.
One more time to decide it, Carl.
Back here on Elway Access, and the Chiefs coming off a heartbreaking loss on the final play to the Raiders. They come into this game with two losses in a row, just like the Broncos. Seems like it's going to be a good matchup between the Broncos' defense and their offense.
It is. They've done a good job offensively, and Alex Smith's had his best year since he's been in the league. So, we're going to have our hands full, which means offensively we're going to have to do some things and we got to put some points on the board. But, it's always tough going into Arrowhead on Monday night. It feels like every year we play in Arrowhead, it's on a Monday night, and it's loud because they got a great fan base. And so we know we've got to get this thing turned around and fixed fast, and hopefully we can put our best game together this Monday night.
We've seen Shane Ray back at practice. What kind of boost do you think he'll be able to give to the defense?
Well, it'll be good to have Shane back. Obviously, it's going to take him a little bit of time to get back into it, but because he hasn't played. But, it's good to have back. He's a big part of the defense. He'll add another pass rusher for us and be able to spell those three guys too. So we're thrilled that Shane will be back.
It worked out with the schedule, it being a Monday nighter, huh?
Really? That's one place we got lucky.
Yeah, all right, John. That's going to do it for us. For John Elway, I'm Phil Milani. This has been Elway Access.